We just started. Thank you. Support the cause. Turn this music down. Good morning, y'all. It's Terry B with the morning routine. Those of you who are new around here, my name is Terry Berenson and I make cycling related videos. I also do these morning routines. This is number 51. We've done 51 in a row. And today we have a special guest. But before I introduce him, I know some of you, you guys know who this man is. He needs no introduction. I have a couple things I want to say though, so let's a little bit of me time, okay? First, I just want to tell you I made a breakfast burrito today, and it was delicious, all right? So don't forget to eat and drink your water. Second thing that I want to say before we get to moving on this, I need to go and do a URL shortener. So I can drop the link in here for you guys. But please, if you can, if you will, please, please, please sign this petition. Let me get this. Okay. Oh, did this not go through? Here, sorry. Sign. Please sign this. Sign this petition here. This is to save a area upstate New York, in a mountain bike area. There's some jumps there and the city's threatening to take them down. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know, I went there yesterday and there's signs and tapes, all over it now. So it's kind of in a standstill. So if you can help sign this, it would be awesome. Thank you, everybody. Let's get back to my face. So yeah, that area is called Shady Notch. And it's a cool little spot. I went riding there yesterday. I'm actually going again today. So we're wrapping this up around 12 p.m. So I'm going to shut my face and introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Cooper Ray, one of the first peeps. Oh, look at his face. Cooper, you want to turn your camera on for us? Mr. Mysterious Man?
Set that on. The camera is on.
Nah, I don't see it, man.
Well, let me hang up and call back in.
Oh, Mel, there he is.
Oh,
he's back.
Oh, now it's working.
Hey, there he is.
I didn't even change anything. Hey.
Took a little bit.
Good morning, Terry.
Good
and
morning.
Good morning, dude. Terry's patrons, followers, subscribers.
These are your subscribers, man. They're here to hear you. They want to know about you. And I think since the last time we had a conversation, it's been a while. And I think the things I've been doing here on YouTube have changed a little bit. So I think there's probably a handful of people who don't know who you are. So I want to start real basic and start at just riding bikes. Like, tell everyone a quick, how you got into riding bikes, and obviously you still ride, and we can go down the path from beginning until now.
Sure. Well, hello everybody. I'm Cooper. I'm from New York City. My first job ever was at a bike shop. Kind of coincidentally, I went in there as some skateboard kid who couldn't really skateboard, and I started riding bikes, and it was just ultimate freedom. I was 14 years old. It was 2007, and I got on a track bike my first year of riding, and kind of never looked back. I started Alley Cat Racing, just like a messenger, bike messenger street racing, in 2007. And, I've been doing that ever since. I also love to travel with my bike. It's not just limited to street riding, although that's the primary aspect of what I love to do, but I love riding trails and climbing mountains. You know, see how my hair's blowing in the wind? I want to do that like on every mountaintop with imaginable. Like, I'll see a peak in the distance and be like, I want to go there. You can't really do that here in New York. It doesn't work as easily, but I still try.
There's a couple of people in here saying the Fabio of Fixies.
Sure. I'll take that. That's kind of a quick me and cycling. I don't know. I could really go into detail about any aspect of it, but I'll try to keep it brief.
Let me see. What else?
That was 10 years, more than 10 years ago now. I've been riding track bikes, so.
There's a guy.
That's a track bike, not a fixie, for any of you wondering. That's just a no negotiation.
It's a sensitive topic to call a track bike a fixie and a fixie a track bike. What is the difference? Can you tell us? Because I feel like we need to explain that to people.
Fixie, track bike, what's the difference? Well, it's pretty simple in my eyes. At least. Yeah, fixie is like a hype beast word or like a scene word. You know, people might not use that implication, but that's how I think about it. Like, all the old school heads that I started riding with, it was track bikes. A track bike. Then when all the internet figured it out and Instagram came around and started being on social media and videos and whatnot, it was a fixie, fixed gear, just like an abbreviation of fix. It's just like, come on, man, it's a track bike. That's just me. I'm old fashioned in many ways.
Yo,
I like to say
that not all fixies are track bikes, but some fixies can be track bikes.
Yeah, sure.
Because a track bike, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily have big fat tires and riser bars. You know, it's like a drop bar.
Yeah. I mean, you could drill this point into the ground, but that's my two cents on it.
Good.
No, there's no right or wrong with it, really. I mostly just kid about that, but it's a track bike. I have a track bike, at least.
There's a guy in the chat, Richard Pardo. He just dropped $2 and said, hi, Cooper.
Wow. Does he still ride bikes?
Richard I saw him yesterday
Pardo?
On a bike.
I know he used to like be really strong and live in California, and man, he's like living the dream out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to him. He moved to New York and hey, Richard.
Cooper,
what's up,
made
bud?
Me throw up in my shower is the next comment he just dropped.
Dude, we got to do more of that. I mean, now's the season. You know, it's light till after 8, which is incredible. I mean, just now's the time for those long rides.
Cooper made me throw up in my shower.
If you don't know, a lot of my friends kind of like to ride with me because I like to go on very long, strenuous rides that push me to my edge of sanity. Sometimes people do it once and never ride with me again. So. Sorry, it's a little windy up here on the roof.
It is.
It's going to blow over my phone. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about New York City, because people are pretty curious on how You know so much about New York and the videos, and like obviously we did that tour video, and you know it's I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta bring a part two of the tour.
But where would that be?
Long overdue. I don't know. I guess we could start back downtown and then just go up through Midtown, Central Park, or something, or the Upper West Side, or Uptown. Kind of like to, you know, Inwood Hill Park or something in the Cloisters. That would be cool. Down, end to end of the island, you know. We could go from the Battery to the Harlem River.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Anyway, I know a lot about New York City and its history, and specifically buildings and architecture, because it's just of genuine interest to me. I grew up in a photo studio, two different photo studios. My dad's a photographer. And I always wondered why... Like when I was in the studio, it felt substantial, you know, I felt comfortable, it felt solid. And like, I never really put two and two together until I started working as a bike messenger in Manhattan and going in all sorts of different buildings and really started to get more interested in, well, when was this built? Why was it built? Well, this is, feels really solid because it was made to hold a, you know, 10,000 pound printing press. So the floors had to be really, you know,
it sounded different when you walked on them, right?
Yeah, or just like some buildings have character, or some just feel like, you know, if you sneeze too hard, it's going to, you know, you're going to break down a wall or something.
Those are typically newer buildings.
Yeah, most new buildings are built pretty cheap to keep the bottom line down for its developers. But yeah, I mean, I started working as a messenger, and the rest is history, really. I would get into these different office buildings and find my way into stairways or rooftops and find different vantage points and get different perspectives and try to mimic these photos I saw of old New York and like, wow, where is this taken? What is this building? And you can't even see the building now because there's like, you know, three more buildings built around it. But back then it was just had so much prominence. You could take an elevated train up an avenue and see all the skyscrapers like a tour, but that's just normal. But now you can't do that. But that's just how cities go and development of cities and yeah, I mean, the development and, you know, how a place evolves and changes over time and seeing, I mean, you can even bring it back to now with, like, disruption and see how disruption happens over time and how that changes the scope of society, of a place, how we communicate. I mean, look at us now. We're not on Zoom, but everyone and their mother is spending hours and hours a day on Zoom.
I would do Zoom, but Google's easier to share a link. We're actually going to share a video that we filmed together, and we're going to have you kind of talk about it while we're doing it. I forgot.
Oh, that's fun.
That.
Well, I see it on my screen too.
Yeah, we'll only see you riding, and then we can hear your voice. I mean, we can both talk about it, but
nice.
That's coming up. So
I wonder what video.
Up 7th Ave, Cooper cool. versus 7th Ave.
7th Avenue goes down, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You went up it the wrong way, though. We got some questions in the chat. If you guys want me to ask some questions, please drop it in there. But we have our own little list and our own conversation that we're going to go over. I think we caught up with all the basic shit. I'd like to hear about... gravel long vomit rides you have planned or anything you really want to do.
Oh man. I mean, I'm sure
when we're allowed to, you know, socially ride without, you know,
yeah. What an,
sick or whatever.
What an interesting time to be alive. Right. I mean, this is nobody saw this one coming.
Yeah.
Personally speaking, I got back from Mexico City. I was there for 1 week in March during, I think when I left, we had just gotten our first confirmed case of COVID-19. When I was back, we had more than, whoa, that was a good catch. There's those street reflexes. When I got back, we had maybe 20 cases, and I really got back just in time from before really everything hit the fan. And it was eerie enough coming back on the plane then. And needless to say, I think everybody's riding plans have just kind of, I mean, everyone's life is just on hold. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
I hope everyone out there listening and tuning in is, I hope you guys are well, your families are well, you know, your well-being, your health. I mean, everything, man. It's a good time to try to connect with people that you know and love and value and count your blessings. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've been pretty introspective. I don't know if anyone follows my social media, I haven't posted anything. I've really just been keeping to myself and thinking about what the future holds, you know? I mean, I'm usually pretty internal and like to keep to myself and go ride alone and get really in my head, kind of quiet my mind and be able to think. But I mean, this year, I mean, me and you had some pretty big stuff planned for, you know, going kind of bigger than ever. And it's pretty funny to just put all that effort in and just put it on hold. And, you know, that's where we're at. You know, I had some pretty huge rides planned. I would have already been to California 2 more times since coming back to New York. I would have been going to Italy and Switzerland in a couple weeks.
We had some plans this year, man.
Had some plans, man. And meanwhile, I haven't been riding at all. I've been riding around the city. You know, it's bizarre to say the least. I mean, I'm from Manhattan. I grew up in Manhattan. It's like a fucking ghost town, man. I mean, the last couple weeks, there's been some more traffic and, you know, it's kind of bustling back to normal. But, man, it's been quiet.
Yeah, it has. It's kind of weird riding through. There's a sense of like the streets are empty, so you want to kind of, or me, I feel like, oh, I can just ride safely. And then you get to an intersection, and then all of a sudden there's this like
7-day MTB
car.
Trip in Colorado this summer. Like, bad idea?
Man, the first couple weeks, man, I saw people going fast. There'd be no cars, and then someone blast by you at 60. Shit, just a couple days ago, I saw some truck blast through a solid red going like 40, and then into the bike, this is on Bergen Street, and then into the bike lane trying to overtake a van, and then slam the brakes because they were like an inch from a cyclist, and then went around the cyclist and still overtook the van. I mean, it's just like, people are crazy.
Yeah,
but that's normal, right? I mean, I've been riding around with my guard down. There's nothing to really pay attention to. You know, New York's like a giant puzzle normally. It's like it's kind of like osmosis. You have to find the negative space in between the density and just kind of go with it. And right now I'm just cruising, man. I'm riding the bike with platform pedals and back sweat bars on a rack and ringing my bell and smiling at everybody. it's great. And now the weather's getting nicer.
I know.
But I mean, I'm itching to get out and riding. I mean, I don't know if the people know. I don't know why they would, but we had some new bikes.
No, they
coming down the pipeline.
I shared the bikes. Go ahead and talk about it. I'm gonna grab
one. You went ahead and shared it after Jay was like, "This is top secret." So we have these. We got these badass new stainless steel gravel bikes from Affinity. All road gravel bike, and man, these came in like literally the day I got back from Mexico. There you go. Hey dude, is it in tune? Tap it for me. See, that's how you test a real nice bike right there. Is that one mine?
No, this one's mine.
Oh man. So I was supposed to get my current, I've been kind of in bike limbo. My main bike I put a lot of miles in is really not
clapped.
So conducive to, no, it's fine. It's in great condition.
Which bike is that? Tell us.
Well, if you let me talk, it's kind of not really suited for the Northeast. It's really made for like traversing mountains. And bike packing and carrying a bunch of stuff, and it's really just like a mountain bike. That thing. I love that bike, man. I realized the truth of that bike when I brought it to Cali. That shit was lit. Anyway, it's in New York. We have like pavement or really smooth gravel, or like rocks and roots, and like hiking and Yeah. Which kind of circles us back to those long rides that make Richard throw up. You know, we kind of do a lot of multi-terrain. So a gravel bike is really much better than more of a mountain bike that's really suited for rough off-road riding and being reliable over lots of unknown terrain, right? So yeah. Bigger tires, more tread on those tires, whereas like a gravel bike is lighter and faster, has more gearing options, really just less rolling resistance, makes it easier to do a century in a day. Whereas like, you know, on my other bike, it's like that 60 miles feels like a century, but.
Dude, 60 miles on real trails on a mountain bike. I mean, I did 30 yesterday and I guess half was
you
on
rode
road.
Up OCA to get there?
No. We rolled and then rode Graham Hills. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm kidding.
There's no way.
That's such a bummer. They're closing down those jumps, man.
No, it's in limbo. So hopefully limbo. Some people.
Did you hit him yesterday?
No, we wanted to respect Shady Notch. Yeah.
Shady Notch.
It just happened yesterday, so.
The
consensus with the people who were there were just like, yeah, we think it's going to stay open. I'm just confused. Like, there's people who can't work. People are dying from this thing. And then this county's shutting down trails.
Well, they got nothing, you know, they got nothing better to do, I guess. It's kind of like I find it really not funny, but interesting how like, okay, not only essential work, right? And then no construction. So all these like half almost finished skyscrapers are just sitting there with their cranes and empty.
Going on there.
Well, no, they're starting to roll in construction, right? But one of the only things that was allowed is construction of hospitals or, you know, medical buildings or like municipal work, like roads and things. So like all these roads are getting repaved and smooth.
Perfect time, I guess.
Yeah, but it's really funny. You'll see road work everywhere because it's the only kind of work that can be done. Meanwhile, this shit would hang out for like 3-4 years unpaved or something.
Yeah. Hey, Robin. Anyway. Robin in the chat has a question. I got to announce it because he dropped some cash. 7-day mountain bike trip in Colorado this summer.
Yeah, he's a
bad idea.
Dude. Oh, can I come?
He's asking.
No, not a bad idea at all. Just be careful. So Colorado and Montana were on my list this year, and I still want to go probably later in the summer to Colorado, kind of as early as I can ride, as early as it's kind of safe to fly still with an N95. But I want to do a mountain bike trip in Colorado, man. I've never been to Colorado. That's like super high on my list. Just seems incredible. But I don't... You know, going out solo in big mountains is always a risk, especially if you're going a couple days at a time and bikepacking. And it's really good to have a buddy system because shit can go really wrong really quick in mountains. But yeah, dude, if you can go ride in Colorado for 7 days, do it. 100%. Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, COVID is pretty much here to stay for a while, given how our country is opening up.
Yeah.
There's no national guidance. Man, people think it's just going to, you know, get better. I mean, people in New York City are being really diligent about social distancing and keeping away. But, man, I read reports and keep up with the news pretty heavily. Public radio, by the way.
That'll rot your brain, dude.
No.
Easy on that stuff.
No, none of that CNN, Fox, CNBC, whatever. No. Like listener-supported, public interest kind of radio, you know, and more so just conversations with people with all sorts of different opinions. Anyway, I digress. It's going to be here for a while. So the safest place you can be is out in nature, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't live in New York City, I would be out riding every single day. I mean, like, look at our buddy Safa, for example. Safa is just living the fucking dream right now, riding in the Santa Monica Mountains every day.
Yep.
If I could have, like, an ideal, I mean, that's it right now. If you have accessible trails that are just away from people, man, that's where you got to be. There's not really any real risk going out doing a trip right now.
Yeah.
Just take into consideration of being, you know, mindful if you get around people. You know, and with resupply and things like that, you know, you should be wearing a mask if you're, it's, I don't know. I'm sure people know this, but I'll just say it because I haven't said it yet publicly or anything. Man, wearing a mask is not for your own sake. It's for other people's sake. You speak and you get this little mouth ring going everywhere. If you wear a mask, it's not going on to other people. If you're interacting with other people, they should be wearing one too. Keep your distance. Keep that going. We're probably going to be fine. That's like number one. I would love to go on a big trip. I hope to get at least one trip in before the summer's out somewhere. I don't know what that's going to be yet, but that brings us back to these gravel bikes, man. I mean, that's probably in the next couple weeks I got to get mine rolling because I've been itching so hard to ride because I've kind of been on like a... I mean, I just haven't ordered the stuff for it. You know, the whole thing with job insecurity and paying rent and all the bills that just keep coming in with no source of income is unsettling.
Yeah.
To say the least, I'm sure a lot of people are in that boat, you know, and it's not really the time to go drop a G, two G's into building a bike when, you know, that could be rent for X amount of months. So we'll see. I mean, I'll ride my Dark Moon for now and hopefully I can get that thing rolling sooner rather than later.
Well, you're welcome to hang out in nature up in Graham Hills on that Dark Moon.
I don't know if that'd be a good bike for there.
What do you mean?
It's pretty rocky.
I ride my hardtail, dude. Hold on. You see that thing back there?
Wow, you got the transition. You got the fade on the camera transition there. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I heard
I've
you're like a.
It up, dude.
I heard you're like a professional influencer now.
Dude, that's what your projection was supposed to be for this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
You got to have something to say. You don't just want to, you know, populate your social page with a bunch of garbage, you know. If you got something to say, put it up. If you don't have
That's
anything
why
to say,
I have guests
you don't have
come on,
to say.
Because I don't have much to say.
Oh, what? You can't stream for 3 hours a day, 7 days a week, Terry?
I mean,
you're slacking,
I was doing
dude.
That for a while.
I know.
Sava from Moscow. Privet. Thank you. We got some questions in here. I'll go through a few around 11:20, 25 in a couple minutes. I'm going to throw a video on and we can talk about it. Let me
see. But in terms of riding for this season around here and long rides, man, come with me. Let's go. Let's go up to like Harlem Valley, you know, like around Wissahick and like the Taconics.
Yeah, we just have different type of rides that we like to do, I think.
You asked me about these long rides.
You like to hike your bike a lot.
No, there's lots of gravel stuff. I'm not trying to get on, like, some hiking trail.
Cooper.
Famous last words.
Let me tell you guys about Cooper. Likes to push his bike up. The trails that he says are sick aren't, in my opinion, the sickest. I'm always down to check him out, Cooper. We just have different
No, gravel ride.
Oh, on gravel, yeah, that's fun.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking like mountain bike. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm over trying to mountain bike on the East Coast, dude.
Nah, Graham Hills is good.
It's like
Rain
okay.
Ridge is good.
It's okay at best.
No, it's good.
Know. Let's go to
It's good.
Kingdom. Let's go to Kingdom.
Kingdom's all right.
Okay.
It's a long drive for all
it
that.
Is. Oh, that's like the moral of the story for like any riding in New York. It like takes you, maybe you get like 2-3 hours of riding, but it takes like 2-4 hours to get there. And then you got to get back. And
yeah, you got to stay if you're going to go up there.
Ugh.
Let's see. Someone wants to know how long it's been since your last haircut.
That's a good question. I don't know, maybe last summer, I think.
Okay.
Cooper loves hiking his bike on riverbeds.
Yeah, but before that, it was a couple years. I don't really cut my hair. I only cut my hair when, like, I mean, it's tough wearing a helmet all the time. It just dreads your hair. But the ends and, like, it whipping around in the wind, you just get, you know, dead hair on the end. It's tough. I don't like cutting my hair, man. I like feeling that flow.
Okay. Someone wants me to turn my mic level up.
Can you guys hear me all right?
It's funny. Someone messaged me yesterday, and they were like, your mic is too loud. Now someone's telling me my mic is too low.
The rent is too damn high.
I can't please everybody. Thank you for that, Adam. Richard says Cooper loves hiking his bike on riverbeds, and I will agree.
Yeah, you guys are never going to let that one die, huh? Come on, Richard, stretch that $2.
Let's pop this video on real quick. I'd love to talk about some fixie riding.
Gotta talk about this is what I've been doing.
I know, we're gonna get to that. Don't get on there yet. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that.
It's my babies.
We're gonna get to that. Let me just copy this link. I'm gonna share this video. You can just put the phone on the thing. I'm gonna share my screen. Oh, not that. Uh-oh. What happened here? Are you still here, Cooper? We lost him. Cooper, come back to me. All right, well, I kicked Cooper out of the chat, it seems like. Oh, that was enough shit talking. He's out of here.
Rock Cooper, on gesture.
Come back to me if you're around. All right, let me just do a...
What, you lose everybody? Are we back on?
Ish.
Hey, we're back.
Ish.
Everybody's still on the stream, right?
Yeah, we're still here.
It's fucking windy, man.
It is windy. I need to do... Hold on, we gotta do...
Come on, Tech Wiz. Let's go. Chop, chop.
Talking head. No, that's not it. Full screen. We can do this one. All right, we can hear you, Cooper. We're gonna full
hello,
screen.
Hello. Nice.
Can everyone see it back there? You guys all good?
Everyone in the back.
Everyone in the back, are you good? There we go. We'll just do something like this. Sorry about that.
And I'm just audio, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's play. To turn it down a little bit.
I don't get any video audio. Can't hear the video.
That's all right. All right. So, do you remember this video?
Me?
Yeah. You remember?
Yeah. That is me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a nice flow up sixth. It's so nice when that just works out. Wow, look at all the fucking traffic, man. That's so funny. I'm so accustomed to riding right now where there's just like no cars or people.
Yeah, isn't it cool? It's such a weird thing to,
Well, it's like, so, it's not that long ago.
I'm really enjoying going back watching videos from a few months ago to see how New York was, because it's so different now.
It's so different. It's just completely unprecedented, you know? I mean, I've never seen a period of time. I mean, Hurricane Sandy was the only time I've seen New York empty, and then this trumps, that tops that. But.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So do you remember we filmed from Brooklyn over the Manhattan Bridge? And then we filmed again. We rode all the way to Union Square, and then we started filming again.
Yeah, I remember.
And this was my first time trying to live stream.
This is a sketchy little move right there.
Cooper does a skid.
Hey, man, you only skid when you need to. You know, the skid is like the, you know, you're not going to drive around, you know, and like hit your e-brake and fucking skid sideways in a car, right? You know,
I mean,
unless
you
really need to.
You're a drift king.
Yeah, well, same thing. Like, you don't need to ride around your track bike skidding everywhere like a jackass. Like, skid if you need to pivot and change direction and stop.
Take it all the way.
Yeah.
But
well,
just
kind of
think ahead, slow down.
If you live in San Francisco, there's a reason to skid.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, hills and track bikes are terrifying.
Oh, they're great.
I brought my track bike to Mexico City enough times going down those mountains to where, like, I've gotten my share of hills and mountains on the track bike.
Oh, no, 49.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I vividly remember crashing into a stone wall.
Ooh.
But I was all right.
You were just in Mexico City bringing your track bike there. We can talk about that after this, for sure.
Oh, it was such a great trip, man. That was so nice.
So,
and now we're turned on 47th.
Yeah, you decided to turn left and go with the flow instead of keeping going up six, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I signaled you to turn, though. I didn't just, like, turn on a dime. I could have gone through those two cars. I think if you hear the audio, I say to you, I'm like, no, let's go through, let's go. No, left on 47th. I think this is 47th.
Take it hot past
14th. No,
47th. Yeah. And then we roll down 7th here. It's great. This part's pretty funny because you didn't see a car. You're like, oh, I didn't see that one.
Ooh, yeah, we get the.
I wonder how many times you've watched
too,
all of these, Terry.
We get the 42nd.
Probably
that's
enough to know like every little inch.
42nd through 34th.
Definitely.
It kind of irks me every time. This is where I say, like, Times Square, the most lackluster place in the world.
Hey, yeah. I didn't see that there.
Irks me just a little bit that I said that. It's not that it's not true, but, you know.
Look how
it's just on record.
It is, man.
Yep. People will judge you on that.
Oh, yeah.
Context.
Oh, yeah. God, look how many fucking people there are. Dude, New York is so quiet right now. It's just wild.
Yeah.
Corporate
Times Square's
hell.
A trip.
Right yeah, now. I mean, I could care less about
Look
Times
at all
Square,
these Americans.
But just in general, like everywhere,
all Americans.
So quiet. Hey, we caught a real nice wave down 7th too.
Yeah, we did.
It's all about timing the lights. Yeah, I think now we're on the green wave, accelerating. Yeah. You just want to stay on top of that wave, you know?
Always. And that car back there was not letting us stay on top of it, so we had to go around.
Yep. Well, like, you accelerate enough to where you get on the front of that wave, to where you can start seeing them red, green, red, green. And you know when you get a little bit.
Trying to catch it right now.
You know when you get a little bit ahead of it, and then you let off the gas a little bit and kind of coast it. But
yeah,
when it makes
sense, running into the red.
When it makes sense, you got to chase it.
Yep.
That's why I always find it so funny when I'm riding, just cruising, and maybe someone recognizes me or not, but they like get all hype and try to sprint by me and race into like where it doesn't make any sense to go fast.
And they race right into a red light.
Yep. Woo! Man,
we're dipping right here.
We're fucking flying. That was tight.
Make
right
that
there.
Light, Terry.
Around that Suburban.
Yeah, whoop. This is when we're like, well, I don't know if we're going to make it. It's too dense.
Blast it. Man, I could see how someone who doesn't ride, like, watches some shit like this, and they're like, what the fuck is this dude doing? But
and
really,
they find
it's...
find out you're riding a track bike.
Yeah, we got that shit. Ow!
He has no brakes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, just made it before the masses.
Oh, anyone who knows that intersection, it can go so wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this whole area is such a
this
mess.
This area is crazy with all the
mess. Oh,
God, right,
it's always such a mess. And it's such a bummer they put this fucking bike lane in on 7th here. They did. Yeah. They just ripped up 7th, actually. I was over there the other day. I don't know if they're going to take it out or not, because it's such a fucking mess.
Hopefully they do.
I doubt it, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Just gotta go to other places where it's fun to ride in the city. I can't wait to do that Latin America tour, man. We gotta plan that. For anybody listening, I've been trying to get Terry to come to for us to do like a South America tour. Go to Chile and Argentina.
It'll happen. Where did Cooper go?
Gotta go to Colombia too.
There he is.
To Bogota, Medellin, Santiago, Buenos Aires.
Well,
I guess we should go to Brazil, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I bet Brazil's going to be the last to come out of the COVID thing. They don't even have a health minister right now. He resigned last week.
Ooh.
And Bolsonaro is, like, completely in denial about the whole thing happening and try to reopen the economy.
Yeah.
They're so fucked. I mean, kind of like, oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't need to get into it. The wormhole.
Yep.
These things are the
death
of any cyclist.
7th Avenue, baby. Just past a... Oh.
That's it.
From the ground up.
That's it for that. Let me...
Was I supposed to comment on it? I guess I was commenting.
No, we were commenting. It was cool. It was cool. Hey, open this up. Uh-oh, my face is frozen. What is going on?
Is that Jason?
Here? Jason's back there. Yeah,
he, yo,
he,
Jay!
He just came in.
No, you probably can't hear me. You're in headphones.
Let me fix this. There we go. I don't know what the hell the deal is with this. It's all broken. Sorry, everybody.
You guys didn't give me the memo that you're going back to the studio. Come bother you.
Yeah.
Remember, it was kind of scary to go there for a minute.
yeah. I mean, you. We talked about this when you came back from Mexico. We were basically. Oh, what the hell, dude? Hold up.
Come on, where's your fucking? Where's your tech, dude?
Funny.
Am I back on the video?
Yeah, you're here.
Oh, okay.
Because you got disconnected, everything got all jacked up.
Yo, you booted me, man.
Yeah,
I got disconnected.
I didn't like what you were saying, so you had to go. The chat clapped. They were all applauding.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. So when you came back from Mexico City, I remember we were talking about everything that was happening, and I was still in the studio, and I was telling you, like,
it was so surreal.
I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe I already had this because I was in LA at the time. Like, yeah, I think I was already sick, and I don't know. I don't really want to say it out loud, but I just stay away from everybody. And this was like, what was that, February or something, when you came back?
I think every single person that I know who we had this conversation with was sick with a mystery flu like months before we had our first cases here, including my mom. You know, my mom got sick coming back from the Pacific Northwest from a yoga retreat she was doing and teaching, and she was just fucked up, you know, like cough, fever, whole nine yards, right? I maybe got it from her, and then I kind of got through it. I mean, who knows, man? You and then Jason had his whole family got sick.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody I've talked to has had some weird story about either them personally or someone they knew. Laura, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Jay! Yo, Jay!
Yell at him for me. Oh, that's what happened. I see what happened.
Yell at him. He's behind you. Say what's up.
He's got his little, I gotta put my thing on. Hold on real quick. Jason, Cooper wants to say hi live.
Oh shit.
What up, Coop?
Yo, dude, what's good? Yo, it's been a
what
minute.
Up, internet?
Hey! Yo, what's good, dude? Look at your little smiley eyes.
What's good, man?
What up, Jay?
How you doing? Where are you, man? You look like you're in
paradise. I miss that smile. Yeah, dude, this is my little rooftop garden paradise.
Wow.
This is the quarantine special here.
You're in Brooklyn. It doesn't look like Brooklyn.
You'd never guess. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's good to see you.
I know. I miss you, man. We gotta get riding.
I am
one
riding.
One of these days.
Just, you know.
Oh, what, Swifton? That doesn't count.
No. It's funny. Jesse's trying to get me on Zwift. That's but no, I've been upstate. I've been
nice.
We like Airbnb'd and
that's a thing? They're still around?
That's a thing. I mean, you know, the family and everything were taking the extra precautions and stuff, but
yeah, of course. But you guys all went up? And just
removed
yourself for a bit. That's awesome, dude.
So I've been riding like crazy, like outdoors and
nice.
You know, like a normal pre-quarantine person.
Good. Yeah, I gotta get back on it. I've only been riding around the city for the last like 2 months. I haven't like been on a ride in a minute. I can't wait to get that bike built, man. You gotta get
totally,
that thing built.
Totally. I know. That's
it's such bad timing. Like literally right when they came in, this whole thing hit the fan.
Oh,
it's
crazy. But you're good?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Getting
That's
through,
good.
Fam's well, counting my pennies.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's cool, man.
I missed that
man.
Smile. I can't see it, but I can see you smiling
you
with your eyes.
I'll try to. It's good to see you, Coop.
Yeah, man. Jay, love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
Hope to
Take
see
it
you
easy.
Soon.
I'll see you soon for sure.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. I gotta come and get that. I gotta come build that thing.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Chat.
For sure.
We'll chat
right,
soon.
Bro. Cool. Peace.
That's my guy. Love that guy. Yeah, I've been... So, Jason actually used to work at the first... he raced... Did he race?
We're back.
Yeah, he raced for... it was Toga Bikes, and he raced for Toga in 2006 and 7, and then he went and started Affinity. And it's so funny because we've known each other for so long now. Like I've kind of grown up with Jason. Like I got my first messenger job in the Affinity shop on Grand Street. You know,
and
I got like offered a job.
Jason actually took the photo of the thumbnail for the video.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Tell us about
the
thumbnail. Tell us about
that
thumbnail.
I saw that you credited him there, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize Jay took that photo.
Well, I saw it on the internet that said he took it. Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Wow, that photo. It brings
back
some crazy memories.
Tell us.
That was from a very heroic moment of mine of winning Monster Track in 2014.
That's crazy that's you winning and the sun is still out. What the fuck? I was so confused. I was like, he won Monster Track and the sun
is still
out.
Oh, because it's not dark. Well, it wasn't raining. I think since 2014, this year was the only not wet Monster Track we've had since then. It fucking snows or rains or some shit every single time.
Yep.
That was me and Safa 1 and 2. Obviously, I wasn't able to repeat that again. I've gotten second place, 4 times since then?
Yeah.
You're
holding down second place.
Yeah, holding down that first loser spot real good.
Also, shout out to Matt Watson, who was in the chat earlier. Matt, Rukula63, I saw you earlier. Forgot to say hello.
Oh, Matt. Hey, we still got a chat.
You've been
Matt.
Bringing you bring Matt into the first out of town quite often.
Oh yeah, so that was kind of, you know, he kind of gave me this like ultimatum of like, listen, Coop, you know, real serious. You ever met Matt? He's very, very proper English bloke, very polite, and he sat me down after we did well, not this year, but the year before, and he's like.
Yeah.
Coop, I really think we can do this.
He's still here. He's
Matt.
Listening.
Koopa.
Koopa.
Let's ride together.
That's
and I'm like lone wolf, you know. I don't like to ride with anybody. But you know what, man? Matt's got the goods. He's respectful. I know how he rides. I trust him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's super fucking humble, man. There's no ego out there. That's what's up, man. I can't stand cats who come at me with like the fucking bucket full of ego. It's just not a good look, guys. Yeah. Just ride your bike. Anyway,
so what's up,
Matt?
Are you racing Monster Jack next year?
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh, okay. Damn.
I don't know why I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I mean, listen, if it's pouring rain, no. If it's dry, probably.
Okay.
That's kind of how I always treat it. I don't know until the day of the race if I'm actually going to race. If I'm feeling it, I do it. If I have something telling me not to, I'm not going to.
Somebody should race it on a track bike with a basket. You know what I mean? Like if your cruiser was a fixed gear.
No, you need all the fast you can get. That's a grueling experience.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that photo, and I hope you weren't offended by the little gif I put on the Instagram. It was
pretty accurate.
The bike, you're like,
yeah,
ah,
dude. I mean, that was the year of the Red Hook crit at the Brooklyn Navy Yard too.
Okay.
So that was 2014 was a really fucking awesome year. I've been thinking about back on the decade. I'm sure like a few people have been. Sure, some people have had some free time in the last couple months. And man, 2014 was a kick-ass year. I mean, I won Monster Track, CMWC in Mexico City. It was my first time to Mexico City.
So you're like top of your game at that time.
The people said to me after the Brooklyn Navy Yard, I was standing there and just kind of, I can't even believe the whole situation. If anyone's not familiar with that, you should probably look up some crash video compilations from that race. That shit was fucking wild. Which is still, I think, a fucking awesome course, and it just pushed the limit of that that event.
Yeah.
And people's technical ability to ride track bikes. Anyone who can ride it just fine, but there's a lot of people who can't. And they might be strong and fast, but being able to control yourself is a different experience. Anyway, Dave said to me, and I'll never forget this, he's like, Cooper, how does it feel to be at the, what did he say? It was so good. I'm paraphrasing here. But he said something like, Cooper, how does it feel to be at the top of your career?
Like,
I was like,
you're not going any higher than this.
How does it feel to be at the pinnacle of your career? I was like, damn. All right. I mean, what was I, 23, 24? Yeah.
He's kind of right. You've been fucking being lazy ever since, dude. What the hell?
My ass, dude. I just need to listen. I want to have a little house somewhere beautiful in the mountains or near mountains, a beautiful garden and a big yard, and grow all my own food and wake up with the sun and go ride my bike.
That sounds great.
Like, who's got the remote work ideas? I mean, I know you're trying to be an influencer and all.
I don't know
if that's up my alley. This is part of it, I guess. But
what are you talking about?
I'm just a
news agent. You're the influencer. That's why you're on this show.
News agent.
Yeah, I'm just bringing.
You're like the broker. You're the influencer.
I'm just bringing
broker.
People the stuff. Nice cut.
You like that? I love this mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone seen that documentary or know what
have.
This is referencing? Ugh. What's the dude's name? I forget his name. Jean-Philippe or something. Some French name.
Cooper, tell us about why you're on the roof. Tell us what you've been doing with your time.
Well, if anyone knows me personally, they know that I have fallen in love with gardening and horticulture. I would have already been there this year, but it's closed for COVID reasons, but last season I started volunteering at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden as a horticultural volunteer, and it's just been an incredible learning experience. And I think one of the most rewarding things that I've found for myself is cultivating life, specifically growing all sorts of different plants. And
roof gardening has its own perils and challenges. It's kind of like a desert. It gets super cold and super hot. It's really windy, and you're limited by the containers that you have. Everything gets full sun.
Also,
it's really hard to keep everything watered.
When you need to get it re-roofed, you have to put all of your pots and plants on someone else's roof.
Nah, not doing that again. No, I found the balance. I don't have pots over a certain size because I'm not supposed to put weight up here, really. But cross that bridge when I come to it. You got to find the things that make it work for you here in New York. It's really tough.
The great
but
area.
I could show you a little bit of what I got going on here. Yeah, let's give you a little tour. Let's see if I can switch this around here.
I'm going to see if I can.
Here we go. Oops. There we go. All right. Yeah, we got a lot going on. We got these in bloom right now. So I've been growing a lot of, I have a lot of perennials, meaning that they come back every year.
Yeah.
So I have, what do we have here? So this is a trellis. I love climbers. These are climbing hydrangeas. And they're like woody shrubs that climb. I mean, they can grow like 25, 40, 50 feet up a building. And these are all buds waiting to flower on the whole thing. Beautiful. The flowers here, it's called a clematis, and it's a perennial climbing vine. If we go back here, I can show you. I have two types of clematis, a sweet autumn
Give
clematis.
Everything you want to show us, go a little slower with your camera.
Oh, a little slower? Okay.
Yeah, just count to 10.
You
like
can
if you
see
want to show
these
us,
beautiful
hold,
flowers.
Hold it for 10.
So Thank that's you. A climbing vine, and they're just starting to establish well. But yeah, they look like this, and they get really big. It's really hard to garden on the roof. If you look there, you can see the city. Whoa, these are all my little seedlings growing.
Wow.
Lots of. I grow mostly flowers. I don't really grow food, just because it's challenging because I don't have the space for the plants. Like they need a lot of, like this. These would be growing bigger if they were in bigger containers, right? But yeah. You're limited by the container size that you have. Like, ideally, I would have these in much bigger pots, but, you know, you do what you can.
Yeah.
We got perennial sweet peas growing.
Oh.
This is a digitalis or a foxglove. This is all creeping thyme. So this whole corner here is perennial. Like, this is all going to just come back every year. Just yesterday, this is sage. Or it's a salvia, Salvia officinalis. These I got from the woman I work with, Margarita, at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. This is a dianthus. And then we have a delphinium that's all these buds are going to be big old flowers. These are all my big sages. I grew these sages from seed, by the way. A lot of these plants I grew from seeds.
So you can use that sage in the kitchen, yeah?
Yeah. You know, this is like what you'd buy at the grocery store if you bought like a little thing of sage.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, and I'm drinking a shout out to Say Coffee. I love
Influencer.
These guys. This is probably the coolest gig that I got this year in partnership. They have a subscription service. If you go to Say Coffee or just look up Say Coffee on the internet, if you're needing coffee, they have the best fucking stuff. I'm drinking a Bolivian geisha right now. That's just incredible.
Wow. That was a real power move. You advertising your influencer shit on my thing.
Fuck yeah. So we got a lot of stuff growing over there, like coming up. Hey, let me put on my slippers.
Oh,
you guys like my slippers?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I got those in Kyrgyzstan.
Those are sweet.
Oh, and then we got the first rose blooming. Look at that baby. Uh-huh.
Nice.
So we got roses. Oh, look at the bumblebee. This is it got azaleas. We got some strawberries. This is an oak tree. Some rosemary. We got this dianthus. We got hyssops. We got Russian sage. This is a lilac. This is also from the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. This is a button bush. We got more digitalis or foxgloves growing. This whole big thing here is a mishmash of things, but we got all these perennial sweet peas, and I built this little trellis here that has honeysuckle growing all up it.
Hey, everyone in the chat, wants to see your slippers one more time. Hold it on your slippers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it was cooler on your feet. Those are sick, though.
Yeah, you like the slippers, huh?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Hold it. Give us a little 10-second hold. There it is.
Slippers. Yeah, I bought these at the biggest market in Central Asia. It's a huge container market with hundreds of thousands of containers all stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
Place is wild. When I was in Kyrgyzstan for the Silk Road Mountain Race last year. And these just started flowering. Check it out. So those foxgloves I showed you, these are foxgloves. So pretty. Got the little hold there for you. This is a wisteria. Wisteria is a tree, but it grows like a vine, and it's the fastest growing tree in the world. So if you see like a tree that's like all coiled and wrapped around something and has these big flower clusters that come down, that's a wisteria. And these guys, like, they're just about to flower. You can see these big old stalks.
What is that?
This is a type of mullein. We got some catmint. This is a really cool native plant. I don't know what these are, but it's a perennial native that I got from Margarita at BBG last year. But they grow like, I don't know, five feet tall and have big flower clusters also.
People want to know where the weed plants are now.
I don't grow weed, man. What are you talking about? That's some risky shit. I do not grow weed.
Oh, just for the record. Gone.
Whoops. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't do that shit, man. You know, listen, I think just from being somebody who's into horticulture and plants and gardening, I would love to grow a marijuana plant. That would be super cool when I'm allowed to legally.
Just not in New York.
Well, I mean, listen, when I'm allowed to legally, like if you're allowed to have two or three plants or whatever, I totally would because that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And just to give people the end of the little tour here, it's a really cool little view between the back of the houses here. And you can see the city there in the distance.
Now you know where he lives, everybody.
Nah.
Knock on his door.
Doubt it.
Swat his ass.
What I'm growing here, I guess I could show you. I got some, these are California poppies. This is all stuff I'm growing from seeds. This is a Legion of Honor poppy. It's a crimson poppy. These get like 3 feet tall, or these get like 1 foot tall. This is a hollyhock. It's a type of mallow, or like a hibiscus, a hardy hibiscus, perennial hibiscus. Oh, we got a lot of stuff here. We got lupines, California bluebells, fern leaf lavender. These are
how
all
do you, how do you get all of these plants? Like, where are you buying them from, a store, or are you like taking trimmings?
No, these are, I grew these from seeds. I germinate seeds.
All from seeds. Okay.
A lot of them. I mean, some of the more mature perennial stuff, perennials are really hard to germinate. But most of the stuff up here, I either took from cuttings of stuff and rooted the cuttings, or I grew them from seeds. And a lot of stuff takes a long time. You know, like a foxglove, for example, the seed is like, you know, like that big. It's fucking tiny, and they take forever to germinate, and they germinate unevenly, and you got to thin them, and they got to wait a whole year. You got to get them alive, and they got to survive the winter, and then the second year they flower.
Yeah.
And I put all of these foxgloves that I grew from seeds in the tree pit outside my house, and the DEP came and fucking cut everything down the other day. That's the third time they've done that shit. I can't stand it. The DEP is the Department of Environmental Protection, and they maintenance the tree pits and stuff. But they're not very smart. They even took out all the plants that they planted last year. anyway, enough about the garden.
Some people want to know, basically, other than that coffee and you lightly talking about trying to be an influencer, are you sponsored or anything for writing?
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's a good time to, I forgot to show you guys these. Lamb's Ear. Oh, they're so soft. That's all. and Oak Leaf Hydrangea. I actually started this from a cutting, and now it's established. Anyway, am I sponsored? Yeah. Am I sponsored? That's a good question. Last year is the first year I would consider myself sponsored or supported. It's a tricky thing to navigate, right? Like,
yeah.
I thought, you know, you think of being sponsored, right? It's like, oh, you've made it. It's like, not really. You gotta like work the relationship and try to make it reciprocal. And, you know, it's a lot of, it's a two-way street, you know? It's not just like you get stuff or they pay you and you get the product and you share the product. So I'm really trying to figure that out for create relationships with brands that make sense for me to have relationships with and get that to be an ongoing thing and potentially grow it into a relationship that I could get paid from. Because all I want to do is ride my bike and take photographs and travel with my bike. So long story short, last year I had my first real sponsor, I would say, which was Pedaled Japan. It's a clothing company. And that's cool. I'm not really sponsored by them though. It's just like I just get product. But they paid for me to go to Kyrgyzstan. That was the first time I've ever had something like that. A few years ago, I guess my first sponsor really was Jiro. Jiro's always been great to me. They've sent me, shout out to Jiro. And Chuck, who's not there anymore. Actually, I got to figure out who the new contact is at Jiro. They've always sent me helmets and shoes and shit. More recently, my big sponsor for this year, you just saw him sit down a minute ago. It's Jason. That's Affinity Cycles. So we're going to be riding for Affinity and riding Affinity bikes, figuring that out. Still got to get that bike rolling.
Yep.
More recently, I got some product from Easton. We'll see how that works. Yeah, the wheels are over there. The bike needs to get rolling. But, you know, the whole COVID thing has really put everything on pause for what we can do, what we can produce. I mean, at least for me. I mean, everyone's in a different situation. You know, I feel like creating a sustainable life is more important than sharing products on social media. So let me just get riding first again and go from there. I don't think anyone's really stressing it. I also got a relationship with ProBar this year. That's a sponsorship.
Yo, they make my favorite yerba mate, the Pro Bar little bites. They're so fucking good. The little gummies.
The Pro Bar stuff is what's up, dude. Oh, yeah, they are really good. I got some of those.
Yerba mates? Oh, my God.
I haven't had a yerba mate one, but I had some fruit-flavored one.
Yeah, they're fruit-flavored, but they have yerba mate caffeine.
It's too much sugar and caffeine,
though. Oh, my God.
I like to keep the glycine, like the blood sugar spike low. I mean, if I need to, I'll eat something sugary if I'm like cracking later in a ride.
Dude, I've seen you eat bags and bags of Sour Patch Kids.
No, the Haribos. Haribo, sponsor me. Am I sponsored? That's a long, kind of layered question. You know, I mean, I guess I don't think of it as sponsorship. Maybe on the books you could call it sponsorship, but like it's just like fostering relationships with people and trying to create like reciprocal mutual support.
Yeah.
You know, I was riding for Deluxe Cycles for a long time with Willis, and, you know, trying to navigate relationships are challenging. Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to what the next decade has in store for riding. You know, it's the second chapter, you know, I've been riding for 10 years. I'm not new to this, and there's a whole fucking world to go ride. So who wants to jump on the train and help me do it? You know, the big thing next for me is, as you know, and we talked about this last time and I haven't done anything with it yet, is creating videos. And I'm brand new to that. So I think that's really, I want to be able to bring people in and engage them more and make it feel like they're able to be with me and talk to me and experience what I'm experiencing. And like trying to bridge that connection is kind of tough. But, you know, it'll come. Just give it some time. Give it some time. More recently, I've been I've been thinking a lot about long-term future and financial stability and kind of making myself a little more of an adult. Just kind of trying to save money right now and figure out what the long-term outlook is. You know, we did all this work to try to figure out this big year and calendar year of racing and riding to really push that to the next level and be more official with it this year. But, you know, life happens. Some things are more important or take precedent. Yeah. So here we are. But I really do look forward to getting that new Affinity built and having a bike that's a little more suited to riding the multi-terrain stuff I love to ride in New York. Because it really is, there's some incredible riding, man. It's just not what I want to be riding, you know? Like, I want to be able to just hop on dirt and ride fucking really dope single track that's like this narrow and just fucking snakes up a mountain or down a mountain. Yeah. But, you know, that's West Coast shit.
Yeah. Not here. It's different here. You can still get some good rides in.
Since I sold my number 22, I haven't had a bike that's really suited to more multi-terrain. I thought this Dark Moon I was building was going to be good for it, and it's really kind of a pig. It's a kind of a big, heavy bike. It's not heavy, but it's like, it's just a big bike. There's no other way around it. And it's
awesome.
No, the
thing's not going to be fast, dude.
Well, not fast. No. It's not fast on, like, pavement. But, like, you get that thing on some single track that you could ride. It's, like, it's basically a rigid mountain bike. Yeah. If anyone's ever ridden a rigid 29er, it's pretty much a rigid 29er.
Yeah.
So it just is begging for trails. That thing flies off-road. It's awesome. It's so confident. I can ride shit I was never able to ride on that bike. But it kind of slogs on pavement. So trying to link together, you know, an 80-mile ride with 10,000 feet of climbing and 50% of that is on pavement, oh, it hurts. Yeah. it takes a while.
Yeah.
But just bring a few joints and fucking you're good to go. Just take your time. And that's why California is so cool. You can just ride and ride and ride and hit all different stuff. I miss California.
I can tell.
Anyone riding there? Lucky. Count your blessings. I'll be back. Well,
Cooper, our time is up for now. I feel like we can just do one of these unannounced again if you want to continue talking.
I'm down. Yeah, this was cool. This is my first, believe it or not, this is my first video call since the pandemic started. Oh, no, second. Second video call. I did call I've been calling my little brother in Los Angeles.
That's cool.
And I called his, it was Mother's Day. So I called his mom. Yeah. So shout out to Cholet and Cruz out there in Los Angeles.
we got one more question. It's from this guy.
Oh yeah. We didn't really take many questions.
No, Amir Tusi. He's saying, "Dear Coop, how do you fixie so swiftly?"
Dear Coop. How do you fix these so swiftly?
Tusi. Who's this Tusi character? Maybe he's Persian too, like my little brother.
Oh.
I did hear he's new to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
How do I fix these so swiftly? Well, to be clear, I do not Zwift. speaking of sponsors too, I forgot about Wahoo. Thanks, Wahoo, for giving me my computer.
Terrible influencer. He forgot his...
I really am. It's hard to navigate all this shit. But, you know, in time, there's always room to improve. I just want, you know, the core thing for me is I just want to ride my bike.
Yeah.
It's hard to... It's like, I want to focus on, like, if I lived somewhere else, I could be such a better cyclist. I could be in so much better shape. I could be faster and climb all the time and really get in that rhythm where you start to improve. Sorry, sirens. We're in New York, guys.
Brooklyn, baby.
DK.
Is there anything you want to close this on? We can wrap it up.
Oh, man.
See you on the trail?
No.
Gonna ride your bike? Be well?
You know, count your blessings, you know? I need to reach out to people that I haven't spoken to yet, but not a day goes by I don't think about just how fortunate I am, you know, to be in this, to be able to be sitting here, you know, in the sun on my roof in my little garden. You know, it's there's a lot of people around the world who are really hurting right now, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. You know, this is going to change. What's going on right now is really changing how we live, how we operate, it exacerbates the people most in need disproportionately. It's just a lot to handle, you know? So I'd say to anybody listening, man, find mental health is so important. Find a way, find something that empowers you and speaks to you and have some purpose in what you do, you know? I mean, everyone's trying to figure that out. I'm trying to figure that out, but do things that you love, spend time with people you love, you know, make them feel loved, you know, stay safe, be well, and keep riding your bike. That's you gotta have, having a strong immune system is the most important thing you can do for yourself in this time, for viral resistance and for your body to be able to have strong immune response to get on top of things if things do go bad. You know, genetics play into this a lot, but man, you can't be too careful, man. Do anything you can to strengthen your immune system, because that's really what is going to keep you healthy and strong for the long term. So, you know, yeah, I hope we can all ride together soon. And for anyone listening, I mean, shoot me a message. I'm always open to chat. If I don't respond, it's usually because I just haven't had time to look, but I usually try to respond to everybody who reaches out to me. You know, I want to come ride with you wherever you are. You know, there's so many places I want to go and see, and global travel is going to be on pause for quite a while, and I don't think it's really ever going to be the same. But that doesn't mean you can't do it, and it doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. That's, yeah.
Yep.
At some point when we can safely do it. We'll see what airlines go out of business first.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say thanks for having you on the show, and I totally agree with being safe, being well, but also keeping something to keep your mind clean and clear, and cycling does that for me, and I know it does it for a lot of people watching here, so
good advice. Yeah, we were talking about just having these conversations about mental health, and I know you and I both share the sentiment of how important cycling really is for, you know, that peace of mind and having some clarity. Just kind of makes things melt away, even just for that time being.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, ride on. You need time. Ride safe. Wear a helmet. Please wear a helmet.
Thank you, Cooper, for hanging out. Let's do this again.
Yeah, for sure. And for anyone who doesn't know, shout out my Instagram, which is my active social media, is Coffee and Bikes.
It's linked in the description of the video.
See?
So if you guys want to holler
professional
at him, it's in the description. So thanks again, Cooper.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon, hopefully. Come out to Graham Hills.
We'll
get those gravel bikes built.
Plan and we can a do gravel OCA ride, or something. Man.
All right.
Let's Peace, get the man. Ringer in Enjoy before the solstice, man. Let's go on a long gravel ride.
All right.
Let's do it.
I got a bike, number 22. Peace, dude.
Bye, Terry. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks, man. I'll see you soon.
See ya. Be well, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Yo, that was Cooper Ray. Needs no introduction. Thank you guys for joining today. I'm sorry we didn't get to all the questions. I am on a little bit of a time crunch because I got to get out of here at 12. How can I recap that with everybody? Shout out to everyone who just joined. And if you have any more questions, you could just holler at Cooper on IG. He's happy to answer. Also, thank you to everyone who just joined the channel today. And I know some of you had questions on how to join it. Let me just plug myself real quick and throw this in here in case you were curious on how to join. That's how you join. This one felt weird. I like that. Going on a ride, gonna go check out Graham Hills and see what has evolved. So thank you so much for being here. Also, hopefully you guys like to see Jason. Jason popped on, kicked me out of my seat. That was pretty cool. But shout out to all the trolls. Thank you, Robin Riders. And oh yeah, one more thing. I forgot. I am so close to doing the live streams, writing live streams on my Twitch. So there's my Twitch if you feel like following it. Gonna be doing cycling live streams, IRL. So see you on the next one. Tomorrow's morning routine, number 52. Thank you guys. Be safe, be well, and go ride your bike if you can. Oh, I gotta hit the end. I haven't ridden in a while. I'm sure you're gonna make me look bad.